Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who admits that United are hoping to sign and seal the capture of Raphael Varane. United announced at the end of July that they'd agreed a deal with Real Madrid to sign the 28-year-old World Cup winner, subject to a medical and the player's terms being finalised. However, the deal hasn't been fully confirmed. Varane is working hard so he can hit the ground running in Manchester and hopes the deal can be completed soon. Solskjaer said it's paperwork now, you know, with Brexit and all that. I was going to say malarkey, but I don't want to get into politics. It's cost us a few days with the visa, but he's looking after himself. Of course, we've got his medical first, and hopefully that's going to be done soon, Solskjaer said. Meanwhile, United are in pre-season action when they host Everton at Old Trafford on Saturday. Jadon Sancho may well feature in that match, United's other big summer signing so far. Meanwhile, United forward Jesse Lingard is isolating after he's tested positive for COVID-19. The England international will sit out Saturday's pre-season friendly against Everton and may now also miss the first Premier League game of the season at home to Leeds next Saturday. Three of United's four Premier League fixtures for October have been moved for television coverage. The home match in the league against Everton on Saturday, October the 2nd, has been rearranged to 12:30 kickoff and set to be shown live by BT Sport. Then the big match against Liverpool at Old Trafford has been moved to Sunday, October the 24th, with a 4:30 kickoff provisionally and set to be on Sky Sports. And then the trip to Tottenham will now take place on Saturday, October the 30th, and kick off at 5:30. That will also be shown live by Sky Sports. That's all for now. We'll have more later.